all about that. So, we are in your package, page 136, paragraph 32. Does anybody see your package? This is the package. You got to put it out if you want to. So we have been talking about Jesus' appearance to the disciples on the evening of Easter. And then, of course, he appears again a few weeks later. It's a famous episode of Jesus and Thomas, where he gets Jesus and doubting Thomas. still in the king's mouth, he felt the voice of heaven, O King of Heaven, to you it is spoken, kingdom comes to pass with you. You shall be driven from among them, and your dwelling shall be in the peace of the year, and you shall be made to eat bread the second time. 7 periods of time shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High is the King of Heaven. Express what an unspeakable, mighty, and blessed comfort it is that one human being can, with a word, open heaven and a locked hell for nothing. In the scheme of grace, which brings us to the best of we can do nothing other than open our minds and say, I forgive you your sins, I put myself in the body of power, I am the soul. Focus of the Holy Spirit talk. That's the people that Jesus is speaking to. So Luke accepts this. You have to be forgiven your sins because of your holiness. It's something's holiness. It's a miracle in this case. It's the fact that Jesus is on this earth. That's the source of the holiness and forgiveness. Restoration. Book 34. This is said, not only to those who are So there talk about this, we'll talk about that. There may be in this situation someday where you are thinking of wondering if you can perform a baptism. It's just no way to get a baptism. It's this baptism is a gift to be triggered. It's this you, by your baptism, are essentially consecrated into the royal priesthood. You have the ability to do it. Under normal circumstances, the most important thing that the pastor's called to do is to care for the souls of his wife. things wrapped up in some other things. So they decided to try something that's not just a marriage. It's fair enough. When you hear this comfort, I say that sometimes with joy and thanksgiving, as if you've heard it from Christ himself, that your heart will definitely be filled with rest. You hear that. Therefore, every Christian should become accustomed to the devil attacks him. He suggests that he is crazy, that he must be lost, condemned, etc., not to let himself be back to function as well. But many of them, but to go to or summon the Spirit, your otherwise good friend, tell him your trouble, and ask for advice to come from him. Rely on the fact that Christ says, whosoever sins, two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. Matthew 18:20. Whatever he says to you in Christ's name, the Scripture, he should believe. It will happen. And I've seen that. Serving your church, that's going to make any of these things. Just literally being you and the fellow Christian having a conversation. Look at what Jesus says about that. There's two people gathered in my name. And so, conversation, consecration, between the two, the one speaking the gospel to the other, there's a lot of power in just that everyday conversation that two Christians are having. However, two or more come together in Christ's name. When you see their tears with one another, they're not to consider the physical things. God has always taken from the Lord too much good. God, thou what serves the salvation and happiness of their souls. So, for this specific purpose, for example, this happens when you do confession or otherwise. Between his spurs, they sit as fencing in a prison. Then death alarms and frightens them. They sigh and lament about their own life. Even utter words, if only I had never been born. Likewise, if only God would spare my life, I would improve. When your pastor, or whoever it is, begins to comfort you in ways that are important, also does not do that for the sake of life. Because he sees that you are interested in the law and you are righteous to be dead. He says, give up everything which is earthly. Life, goods, peace, life, all people. But pay attention to this. Your heart is great and things happening in grief, much suffering, misery, and bad conscience. How can I escape from Moses, those trusting mortals? Listen to him, I said, everyone who speaks to you in this way, similar, and saves you in the name of the Lord Christ. So, a very practical example of the difference between the kinds of conversations that Christians have with each other versus the kinds of conversations that are taking place just out in the world, in the marketplace, whatever. When you're in trouble with something, you have conversations with Christians. our Lord has said to his disciples to all Christendom, I command you to forgive or retain sins. Whichever you do it not yourselves, rather because you do it in my name. I ask it. Therefore, I ask that the preacher is your curate. Just as the flies to the end, as if Christ himself did it, but his death is spoken as a solution to it. Lord, what have you wanted here before? This is the way to deal with things, so that you can see the fear of me. Otherwise, there's no remedy or cure. This is the hope of Jesus, but this is what we've done. Why do you think it's in our own lives to solve these issues? So I never run into monasteries, to roam, to sing, to chastise themselves, to build churches, buildings, large institutions, and monasteries, whole things, buy indulgences, etc. It's not a bad way. It's better investment than running with money and works elsewhere. Moses on his board for 6. It is when through the law he reveals and points out how great many of your sins, and so puts to the great strife and trepidation, that you are no longer among the great wicked part of the crowd, but rather among the little group that realizes and senses its distress and misery, and therefore is even frightened as a rustling leaf. Reference to Leviticus chapter 26. So, So that's what Luke is saying. But there's a whole bunch of people out in the world who live sinful, wicked lives, and their consciences are so seared that they don't care or realize it's the point. It's this small group of people who are living wicked lives who realize it once they hear the law preached to them. Until that person hears the right gospel, he's just as frightened as the one who hears the gospel. And when the Pope stands and he tells that he's doing the word and don't do the word and do all these good words, that's not helping the guy who's afraid of Jesus. That doesn't bring any comfort to the gospel. That this is the only remedy. He says, I, says Christ, I have established the kingdom of grace, which is consumed and slave sin and death, devour both of them, and bring righteousness and life. But unfortunately, we do need to stop for today. So we've got perhaps some next wire to the first thing we're about to do. So we will pick it up in paragraph 41 on Sunday. So let's close the work here. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. Today's celebration is thank you for ministry of the Holy Bible and all the blessings that Jesus brings to church or school through your work with them. We pray that this would be a wonderful celebration for our Jesus today. We thank you most especially as we consider these words of the church of our Luther. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the comfort of the purpose of the absolution and the authority that you give to the church to bring it to us. Because of our beliefs, because of yours, because you sent your son Jesus to our Savior. Help us to trust in him and in his word all our lives. We pray this all in his name.